The Wounds of a Friend, a compilation.
What are the hallmarks of a good friendship? What characteristics do you look for in a friend? Often the entryway into friendship is two people sharing a common interest. Another important bond in a friendship is loyalty. We all want friends who will stick by us when the going gets tough. We want friends who will keep our secrets a secret. And certainly, we want friends who will encourage us, cheer us on, and affirm us. But do we ever look for friends who exhort us? A good Christian friend will point out to us when we've wandered off the narrow path. A Christian friend won't tell us what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. As C.H. Spurgeon said about such friendships, true friends put enough trust in you to tell you openly of your faults. Give me, for a friend, the man who will speak honestly of me before my face, who will not tell first one neighbor and then another, but who will come straight to my house and say, "Sir, I feel there is such and such a thing in you, which, as my brother, I must tell you of." That man is a true friend. An exhorting friendship is not a relationship where we simply sit around and point fingers at one another. It's not an opportunity to make people feel bad. The efforts we make to exhort one another are always done out of love and gentleness. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. We go out of our way to speak to our friend in kindness, encouraging them, and seeking to spur them on forward in the faith. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted." We see the quicksand they're stepping into, and we desperately want to pull them out before it sucks them in. So we preach the gospel to our friends. We remind them of the joy found in knowing God and being known by Him, of the deep satisfaction found in enjoying the One who made us. We remind them of who they are in Christ and what He's done for them. We remind them that they were bought at a price. They are new creations, and Christ will not forsake them. We point them to the cross, to redemption, forgiveness, and the way of repentance, and we offer to walk with them in the journey. When a friend exhorts us, we need to take time and consider it. We need to pray about it and ask the Lord to help us see what our friend sees. We need to evaluate our heart for sin and for ways we seek to find joy and meaning outside of God. We need to learn from it and grow in Christ-likeness. And we need to respond to our friend with gratitude for being honest with us. Do you have an exhorting friend in your life? Pray that the Lord would provide you such a friend. Seek out friendships with those who radiate the joy and love of Christ in their lives. Spend time with those who live to enjoy God for the glory of God. Take the time to develop deep, trusting friendships with others, and mutually seek the best in one another, including exhorting one another in the faith. As believers, we all need friends who will exhort us because they care about our hearts. Christina Fox. A friend that is willing to tell you hard truths is a very good friend. The Bible says that faithful are the wounds of a friend. That means that even if a friend tells you something that hurts you a little bit, like that your attitude is maybe not so great, or that you're doing something wrong or dangerous, it's because they care about you. Those are the friends who aren't going to leave you in the dark. They're going to tell you what's what, even if it's hard for you to hear. They aren't telling you to hurt you. They're telling you to help you. Not every friend will be invested enough in your friendship to say something that could potentially irritate you. But if you have a friend who will, value them. We all need a friend who will tell us if we have something stuck between our teeth, or if our breath stinks, or if we need to find a better deodorant. We also need someone to tell us if our actions have unwittingly hurt someone without us noticing. Sometimes it's much easier to not tell someone the truth. That way, you don't have to deal with anyone getting sensitive or upset at you, and you don't have to be the bad guy. If you want to be a good and faithful friend, you will sometimes be faced with the challenge of having to wound your friend. I still find this very difficult to do. Sometimes I manage to say it just the way I planned. It's quick, and the happy ending comes fast. At other times, I blurt it out, and things get worse before they get better. I know that doesn't sound very good, and it can go down kind of messy sometimes. After all, the Bible does talk about the wounds of a friend. The word wound implies that it could be a bit messy, that it could hurt. Something important to first ask yourself is why you feel compelled to tell your friend something. If it's you being moody or having a bad day, maybe you need to refrain. But if your motivation for telling your friend some hard truth is to protect them from being hurt, or from hurting themselves or someone else, then you have the right motivation. With the right motivation, you're ready to speak the truth in love. If you're nervous or uncomfortable, remind yourself of the reason that you're saying anything at all. It's because you care about your friend. It's what you would want your friend to do for you. In time, you'll come to see which friends really have your back, and which ones will be willing to work through the ugly with you. Those are the friends you need. In a good friendship, the faithful wounds will work both ways. You will both be able to rely on the other for the tough truths. When you find friends like that, be grateful. Take the sting, because the wound will heal, and you'll be wiser and happier. Be grateful for a few good friends who value you enough to tell you the truth. Mara Hodler. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Open rebuke refers to confronting someone's misbehavior frankly and truthfully. It may be perceived as harsh or wounding to the recipient, but when the intent is to promote another's well-being and help him change his behavior, the real motivation is love. The wounds of a friend are faithful because a true friend's criticism or candid speech is based on a relationship that is loyal, sincere, trustworthy, and authentic. We can rely on a friend who cares enough not to hide his or her true feelings. You can trust a friend who corrects you, says the contemporary English version. A faithful friend dares to correct what is wrong, and a wise person is courageous enough to receive correction from a trustworthy friend. Paul said, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children." He urged the Galatians, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path." Paul taught Timothy to gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Jesus, who is our ultimate example, said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. GotQuestions.org.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.